Thank you and good afternoon. 46 applications were submitted from various county departments and agencies, and 7 meetings have been held so far, including 2 public hearings. And the Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z finalized their recommendations to the board on how revenue from the tax hike will be spent. The committee submitted their list, which shows that nearly $9 million were recommended almost entirely for public safety. Some of the recommendations included were $3.5 million for the county sheriff's office to hire 30 frozen positions, while $1.5 million has been recommended for the district attorney's office to hire frozen positions as well. Also, $2.6 million were recommended to the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association for equipment, dispatch, and planning. Some of the other agencies listed were the Eureka Police Department, the County Probation Department, and Area 1 Agency on Aging. Tuesday, agents from the County Drug Task Force along with personnel from Arcata Police responded to a residence in the 1000 block of 7th Street in Arcata. Inside, authorities contacted 40-year-old Jonathan David and 39-year-old Jeremy Butler. Agents also located heroin, meth, prescription pills, and scales, along with packaging materials and other items associated with drug sales activity. David and Butler were arrested and booked into county jail on numerous drug charges. On Wednesday, Drug Task Force agents located and arrested 25-year-old Lazarus Lane on Purdue Street in Eureka. Lane was wanted on 2 outstanding felony warrants for threats with a firearm and unlawful possession out of Stevens County in Washington. Lane was taken into custody and booked into county jail. Environmental Resource Engineering students at Humboldt State University have once again teamed up with Zane Middle School students to display engineering projects at the middle school on May 11th. 11 teams from Professor Lonnie Grafman's engineering class have constructed various projects to put on display, some of which include a solar charging station, a recyclable cleaning station, among other ideas. Zane Middle School Principal Jan Schmidt said that she is very impressed with the quality of projects designed by the students, and the middle school looks forward to continuing its partnership with HSU in the coming years. A Eureka man faces a year and a half in jail. Dan Squire has more.
In November of 2013, 4 Eureka High School students walking back to campus after lunch were fired at by a man using a pellet gun equipped with a telescopic sight. One of the students required medical attention to have a pellet pulled from his chest after being shot, and Eureka police later arrested John Kay as the suspect. On Wednesday, Kay was found guilty of 2 counts of misdemeanor assault and found not guilty of felony assault. Kay faces a possible jail term of a year and a half and a restriction of gun rights for 10 years when he is sentenced by Judge Timothy Cisna later this month.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department issued a press release on Tuesday that provided an update on crime statistics on the city. The news overall is generally positive, and EPD reports that violent crime reports are down in the first quarter from a year ago, with 25 reports this year compared to more than 40 a year ago. Home burglaries are down as well, but other property crimes such as larceny, the stealing of personal property, was up with 183 reports taken by police. Chief Andy Mills addressed the idea that Eureka is a crime-ridden and dangerous place, calling out a blog.
There's a website called Neighborhood Scout, which rated us as the second most dangerous, quote-unquote, place in the state. That is an absolute sham. What that website is a alarm company promotion website. So what they did is they took all the petty crime and lumped it with all the major crime to come up with this to create a level of hysteria.
We have our share of crime in Eureka, but it's still a safe place to live.
Now, is crime bad here, and do we need to do better with it? Absolutely. But when you say we're number 2 in the state, there was a recent article by the Public CEOs magazine that rated the top 10 cities in California for crime. Eureka wasn't even on the list.
You can view the full crime report at the department page on the city website. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.